చైతన్య చంద్రాయనము, చైతన్య చరితామృతం, ఆదిలీల పంచదశ పరిచ్ఛేదం, చాప్టర్ 15:8. ఏకో దిన మాతర్పోదే మాతమురి దేహో ఏకో దాను ప్రభు కోహి మాతమురి మాతా బోలే తాయి దివో జా తుమి మాగిబి একাদশীতে অন্ন না খাইবে প্রভু কহে একাদশীতে অন্ন না খাইবে সচি কহে না খাইব ভালোই কহিলা সচি কহে না খাইব একাদশী করিতে লাগিলা সেই হইতে কবে মিশ্র বিশ্বরূপে দেখিয়া যৌবন বিবাহ দিদে করিলে নমন কন্যা চাই বিবাহ দিদে বিশ্বরূপ শুনি ঘর ছাড়ি পালাইলা কইল আশ্বাসন তবে প্রভু মাতা পিতা ভাল হইল বিশ্বরূপ সন্ন্যাস করিল ভাল হইল ఖయా ఏకో దీన నైవేద్యతా পড়িলা প্রভু অচেতন হইয়া তুমিতে পড়িলা প্রভু অচেতন হইয়া আস্তে ব্যস্তে পিতা মাতা মুখে দিল পানি আস্তে হইয়া কহে প্রভু অপূর্ব কাহিনী এথা হইতে বিশ্বরূপ মরি লইয়া গেলা এথা হইতে বিশ্বরূপ করো তুমি আমারে কহিলা সন্ন্যাস করো তুমি আমারে কহিলা আমি কহি আমার নাথ পিতা মাতা আমি কহি আমার সন্ন্যাসীর কিবা জানি কোথা আমি বালক গৃহস্থ হইয়া করিব মাতা পিতার সেবন গৃহস্থ এই তুষ্ট হবে ন লক্ষ্মী নারায়ণ ইয়াতে তুষ্ট হবে ন তবে বিশ্বরূপ ইহা আঢাইল মোরে তবে বিশ্বরূপ ইহা তাকে কহিও কোটি কোটি নমস্কার মাতাকে কহিও কোটি নমস্কার এই মত নানা লীলা করে গৌর হরি কারণে লড়াইয়া বুঝিতে না পারি কি কারণে লড়াইয়া
প্রভু কহে মাতা মরে দেহ এক দান ওয়ান ডে শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ফেল ডাউন আট দি ফিট অফ হিজ মাদার রিকোয়েস্টেড হার টু গিভ হিম ওয়ান থিং ইন চ্যারিটি মাতা বলে তাই দিব একাদশীতে অন্ন না খাইবে মাদার রিপ্লাইড মাই ডিয়ার সন আই উইল গিভ ইউ হোয়াট এভার ইউ আস্ক দেন দি লর্ড সেড মাই ডিয়ার মাদার প্লিজ ডু নট ইট গ্রেনস অন দি একাদশী ডে পারপট বাই শ্রী প্রভুপাদ ফ্রম দি ভেরি বিগিনিং অফ হিজ চাইল্ডহুড লাইফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইন্ট্রোডিউসড দি সিস্টেম অফ অবজার্ভিং এ ফাস্ট অন দি একাদশী ডে ইন দি ভক্তি সন্দর্ভ বাই শ্রীল জীব গোস্বামী There is a quotation from the Skanda Purana admonishing that a person who eats grains on Ekadasi becomes a murderer of his mother, father, brother and spiritual master. And even if he is elevated to Vaikuntha planet, he falls down. On Ekadasi, everything is cooked for Vishnu, including regular grains and dal. But it is enjoined that a Vaishnava should not even take Vishnu Prasad on Ekadasi. It is said that a Vaishnava doesn't accept anything at table that is not offered to Lord Vishnu, but on Ekadasi, Vaishnava should not touch even Mahaprasad offered to Vishnu, although such Prasad may be kept for being eaten the next day. It is strictly forbidden for one to accept any kind of grain and ekadasi, even if it is offered to Lord Vishnu. Sachi kahe, na khaibo, bhalo hi kahila. Sei hoite ekadasi korte lagila. Mother Sachi said, you have spoken very nicely. I shall not eat grains and ekadasi. From that day she began to observe fasting and ekadasi. It is prejudice among us smart brahmanas that a widow must observe fasting and ekadasi, but a woman who has her husband should not. It appears that before the request of Lord Chaitanya, Sati Mata was not observing ekadasi because of her being sadhava, which means that her husband was living. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, introduced this system that a woman, even if not a widow, must observe the Ekadasi day and must not touch any kind of grains, even those offered to deity of Vishnu. Tave misra visvarupair dekhiya jovana, kanya chahi vibhava dite karle numana. Thereafter, seeing visvarupo, a grown-up youth, Jagannath Mishra wanted to find a girl and arrange a marriage ceremony for him. Visvarupa suni ghara chadi pulaila, sanyas kariya tirtha karibare gala. Hearing of this, Visvarupa immediately left home, went away to accept sannyas and travelled from one place of pilgrimage to another. Suni sachi Mishra dukhi hoila mano, tave prabhu mata pitar kaila aswasana. When sachi mata and Jagannath Mishra heard of the departure of their elder son, Visvarupa, they were very unhappy. But Lord Chaitanya tried to console them. Bhalo hilo, Visvarupa sannyasa karilo, pitrukulo matrukulo duyudharilo. My dear mother and father, Lord said, it is very good that Visvarupa has accepted sannyasa order, for thus he has delivered both his father's family and his mother's family. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, it is sometimes said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't approve of the acceptance of sannyasa order in this Kali Yuga because in the Shastra it is said, Asvami dhungabalambham sannyasam palapaitrukam devarena sudatpattim kalu pancha vivarjayet. In this Kali Yuga, the performance of the Asvamedh Jagya or Gomedh Jagya sacrifices in which a horse or cow is offered should be avoided, as should the acceptance of sannyasa, the renounced order of life, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Krishna Janma Khanda. Nevertheless, we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted sannyas and approved of the sannyas of his elder brother Visvarupa. It is clearly said here, Bhala hoila Visvarupa sannyas karila pitrukula matrukula duyudharila. Therefore, should it be thought that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made statements that are contradictory? No, actually he didn't. It is recommended that one accepts sannyas to dedicate his life for the service of the Lord. And everyone must take that kind of sannyas. For by accepting such sannyas, one renders the best service to both his paternal and maternal families. But one should not accept the sannyas order of Mayavada school, which has practically no meaning. We find many Mayavadi sannyas simply loitering in the street thinking themselves Brahman or Narayana and spending all day and night begging so they can fill their hungry bellies. Mahabadi sannyasis have become so degraded that there is a section of them who eat everything, just like hawks and dogs. It is such degraded sannyas that is prohibited in this age. Actually, Srila Shankaracharya's principles for the acceptance of sannyas were very strict. But later the so-called Mayavada sannyasis became degraded because of their false philosophy, which propounds that by accepting sannyas, one becomes Narayana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that kind of sannyas. But the acceptance of sannyas is one of the items of the Varnasana Dharma. How then can it be rejected? Amita karivartama duhara sevan sunya santusha hila pidamata armana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured his parents that he would serve them, and thus the minds of father and mother were satisfied. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, betel nuts are an intoxicant, and therefore the regulative principles prohibit eating them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes of fainting after eating betel nuts is a solid instruction to all of us that one should not touch betel nuts, even those offered to Vishnu. just as one should not touch grains in the Ekadasi day. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainting had a particular purpose. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can do whatever he likes and eat whatever he wants, but we should not imitate his pastimes. Mahaprabhu Sai Pojivaru, father and mother sprinkled water on his mouth with great haste. The Lord revived and said something wonderful they had never heard before. Etha hoite Vishwarupa Murye Loyangela, Sunyasakara ho tumi amare kohila. The Lord said, Vishwarupa took me away from here and he requested me to accept the sannyas order. I replied to Vishwarupa, I have my helpless father and mother and also I am but a child. What do I know about sannyas order of life? Grihastha hoya karibo pita matar sevan yahatei tushto hoiben Lakshmi Narayana. Mahaprabhu, later I shall become a householder and thus serve my parents. For this action will very much satisfy Lord Narayana and his wife, Goddess of Fortune. Tabe Vishwarupa yaha pathai lamure, mata ke kohiyo kuti kuti namaskare. Then Vishwarupa returned me home and requested, offer thousands and thousands of obeisances unto my mother Sachidevi. Ehi matta nana lila kore gaur hari, ki karone lila, yaha bujhite na pari. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed various pastimes, but why he did so cannot understand. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees who come to this world are executing a mission and therefore sometimes they act in a way that is very difficult to understand. It is said, therefore, Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vijnana Bujhoye, even if one is a very learned and intelligent scholar, he cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava accepts anything favorable for executing his mission. But foolish persons, not knowing the purpose of such exalted Vaishnavas, indulge in criticizing them. That is forbidden. Since no one can understand what a Vaishnava does for the purpose of executing his mission, to criticize such a Vaishnava is the offense called sadhuninda. These are lilas of Mahaprabhu, Gaurangir Madhur Lila, Jarkar Nipravesila, Rudha Nirmala Velata. So sweet nectarian lila, the Mahaprabhu, so releasing. If some fortunate jiva, person, hears it, concentrates attention, accepts, allows it to enter into the core of his heart, the heart becomes purified. This transcendental lila, nothing material is there. This is Mahaprabhu's boyhood lila is going on now. What we read, here are two things. One thing, Mahaprabhu asked his mother to fast on Ekadasi day. My mother, please do not eat grains on Ekadasi day. And Sachi Mata accepted, and from that day Sachi Mata started observing Ekadasi, fasting. Prior to that, Sachi Mata was not fasting. She was taking grains on Ekadasi day because, according to smartha, opinions of smartha Brahman, that only widow women, those are widow women, they will fast on Ekadasi day. They will observe Ekadasi. But those are not widows, they won't do. That was prevailing. So accordingly, Sachi Mata was not observing Ekadasi, not fasting, but Mahaprabhu requested him. Mahaprabhu fell down at the feet of his mother Sachi and requested her to give him one thing in charity. Sachi Mata said, my dear son, I'll give you whatever you ask. Then Lord said, my dear mother, please do not eat greens on Ekadasi day. From that day, Sachi Mata observed. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami as quoted, Skanda Purana said that if someone will eat greens on Ekadasi day, he will commit all sorts of sinful activities. Because on Ekadasi, all sorts of sins are there in Anna. Even he will commit the murder of his mother, father, brother and spiritual master. Even if he is elevated to a Vaikuntha planet, he will fall down. So on Ekadasi, everything is good for Vishnu, including regular greens and dal, but it is enjoined that Vaishnavas should not even take Vishnu Prasad, Mahaprasad on Ekadasi. This is a vratha for the devotees, not for Bhagavan. Bhagavan doesn't do such vratha. For Bhagavan, for Vishnu and Krishna, we'll prepare all sorts of nice food and offered. But Vaishnava devotees should not eat that Mahaprasad. That will be kept for the next day, for Dwadasi day. I will do parana. You understand? Keep it. It is said here, on Ekadasi, Vaishnava should not touch even Mahaprasad offered to Vishnu. Although such prasad may be kept for being eaten the next day, it is strictly forbidden for one to accept any kind of grain on Ekadasi, even if it is offered to Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava only accepts Mahaprasad, never eats that food not offered to Vishnu. Are you eating? Not eating in hotel? Bazaar? No? Strictly following. That's good. No, not eating any hotel, restaurant, bazaar, nothing. Only Mahaprasad, offer. Vishnu Krishna will eat. If you do it, then you'll commit aparad, and also your consciousness will be polluted. Polluted. If you eat food is not offered to Krishna, not Mahaprasad. If you eat in hotel, restaurants and bazaar, I am hungry, I am preaching, no, I will eat. But your consciousness will be polluted. Some say, I am preaching, I am far away from the temple, I cannot come, how can I get Mahaprasad, where it is available, I am hungry. If I am hungry, how can I go, how can I move, how can I preach? I must eat. Yes, nobody says don't eat. Eat. But don't eat is not Mahaprasad, not offered to Krishna, Vishnu. Don't eat in hotel, restaurants. They are not offered and they are not cooked for Vishnu or Krishna. You may say, yes, I may not eat fish, meat, onion, garlic. So I requested hotel wala, restaurant wala, Allah, please cook in this way, don't put any onion, garlic. Then I am Vaishnava, I'll eat vegetarian food. Alright, this vyavasayi is doing business on money. Yes, I have cooked for you. And not put onion, garlic. No fish or meat is also there. So I will take that prasad, food offered to Krishna, then become Mahaprasad. But Krishna never touch it. Because it is not good for Krishna. One who has cooked, he has not cooked for Krishna. Then Krishna knows the intention who has cooked. The person who has cooked it, he has cooked it for selling to get money. He has not cooked for Krishna. So Krishna will never accept it. But in this thinking like that, if you offer it, still you find your consciousness has become polluted. Yes. Many do like that. Therefore, their consciousness becomes polluted, they cannot make any advancement in the path of Krishna consciousness because they are eating outside. So for us, we should very strictly follow, if you are serious, to develop Krishna consciousness. Yes. Not to pollute your Krishna consciousness. So, take some food, uncooked food, not cooked, Fruit. Fruits are available everywhere. Yes. Do you understand? Uncooked food are also available. Like we say, chipped rice, sugar, molasses. Yes, you may purchase and prepare yourself for Vishnu Krishna. Then offer it. Then you may take it. Understand? And if facility not take so much time, very little time, within half an hour it will be cooked. And everything is put there, rice is there, dal is there, sabji is there. Isn't it? Everything one combined, rice, dal, sabji, and put some ghee, some salt, less. Go for Krishna, Vishnu offer it, and very tasty. If you have such facility, you may do. So no such facility is there. So get some fruit. Yes. Get some fruit. Yes. Then offer it to Krishna. Eat it. You won't die. You won't die. You won't die. You are engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna knows. Rogasaka mruttu bhoye tabhi ichhamate hoy. By the will of Krishna, death comes. Disease comes. Suffering comes. You are engaged. Krishna's service. Krishna knows why death will come to you. You won't die. You won't die. You understand? You won't die. Food will be available for you. Vishwambhara. Krishna is Vishwambhara, who maintains the whole universe. When you are engaged in his service, why not maintain you? Why die out of food? You won't die. Krishna will provide your food, definitely. Krishna will provide. Yes. For Madhavendra Puri himself appeared with a pot of milk. Madhavendra Puri was not asking for his food for anybody. Though he was hungry and thirsty, he never goes out, never begs some, never asks anybody anything. Such sannyasi. But dear devotee, Krishna himself comes. Oh, what sort of sannyasi you are? The duty of sannyasi must go out and beg for alms. Why are you not doing? You are hungry, thirsty. All right, I have brought this pot of milk for you. Take it. Isn't it? If you are so strict and engaged in loving service of Krishna, so no problem. Vishwambhara, who maintains the whole universe, why not maintain you? Why will you die out of food? It will never take place, never take place, never take place. Yes, never take place, no? Krishna will provide, definitely, you get food. Yes. If I found faith in it, that's a fact. That's a fact. But we have no faith, and we have, what to say, this desire for sense gratification. Isn't it? How to get nice food somewhere available, this restaurant, this hotel, I'll eat it. Oh. Juhar Lalasya Ituti Dhai, Sisnodra Parayana Krishna Nahi Pai. Juhar Lalasa. You have this desire how to give pleasure to your palate, isn't it? So running from this to that, this town, this temple to that temple, nice food is available in Vrindavan or Bombay or Mayapur, let us go there. Your purpose is this. The running from hither to thither, Juhar Lalase, Iti Uti Dhani. Sisna Udur Purayam. He has desire to give pleasure to his Sisna and Udur, to his parrot, stomach, and to his genital. And that running from, like a dog, running hither and thither. He cannot get Krishna. He cannot get Krishna. Jawahar Lal says, Krishna, Krishna draparayana. Krishna nahi paaye. He cannot get Krishna. Krishna knows all. He is running hither and thither to give pleasure to his genitals, to his jiva, palate, stomach. He is not engaged in my loving service, so he cannot get it. But one is a devotee, Vaishnava, who has firm faith in it, always day and night, 24 hours engaged, loving service, goes out preaching, 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 even he goes to a desert. Yes, we say that story is that. Vaishnava goes to a desert for preaching purposes. In desert nothing is available, huh? Isn't it? Nothing is available. Scorching heat of the sun overhead, sand underneath, very hot, huh? Blisters coming out on the soul, huh? Head. Hungry, thirsty, dies. But not die. No water is available in there. It's desert. But by chance he has gone there, preaching purposes, what to do? But provision only there, Krishna made some provision also. You understand? And that story there, ghosts appear, eh? How can I serve you? The boy says, I am very hungry and thirsty, alive. They brought some glass of cold water, some fruit. Yes. He said, bring me a glass of cold water and some fruit. So, ghost brought and he offered to Bhagavan. Then becomes prasad, then he ate. There, is there. Provision is there. Vishwambara, who maintains the whole universe, why not maintain you? And you have no faith in it. You are thinking of your belly. Tongue, belly, genital. You are not thinking of Krishna. Do you understand? That's the whole trouble with you. So, an ekadasi, if someone, one is Vaishnava, he will do. We are not Vaishnava. Then you eat anna, you'll commit all sinful. Murder of your father, mother, brother, spiritual master. All sorts of. Unconsciously. You are not conscious, but eat grains. Anekadasi. You must commit that. You must go to hell. Even if somehow you have elevated to Vaikuntha, you must fall down. You say it. So it is recommended that all should observe fast. Observe fast. Otherwise they'll commit sin. Children, those who are, what is? 6 years age, above 5, and old men, those are above 80. You understand? Children above 5, old men above 80. You understand? The old man below it, all should observe, all should observe. The old man above 80 may not. A child below 5, 6 may not. A milk-fed child, mother's breastfed. For them it is exempted, but others should observe fasting. Otherwise you commit, definitely commit this sinful activities. So this is one thing. And what is offered, prasad, to Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Mahaprasad, Vaishnava should not eat Mahaprasad on Ekadasi, that will be kept for the next day. Parana, Dadasi. On Dadasi day, on the Parana time, we'll eat it. Breakfast. Somebody says, it's cooked from the last day. It has become stale. Things like that. They'll commit abroad. He'll commit abroad. He'll go to hell. Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Shulka Punyavatam Radham Vishwasam Naiva Jayate. Therefore we chant this Kassal mantra. O sadhu, sadhu sabadhan, sadhu sabadhan. Understand, Mr. Terry? No? O sadhu, you know sadhu? Sadhu means Vaishnava. Sabadhan, be cautious, be careful before eating Mahaprasad. We say this. Sadhu sabadhan, Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಉದಾಂಗ್ರಾದ ವಿಶ್ವಾಸಮಯ ಉದಾಯತೆ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಸಾದ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಡಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಅಲೈ ನಾಮ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವಾನ್ ಹು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ನಾರಕಿಸ ಪಾಸಂಡಿಸ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಥೆಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪನಿಶ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫರ್ಮ್ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಸಾದ ನಾಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗೋವಿಂದ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ And with that faith one accepts. Otherwise the no, it has become stale, it's cooked the previous day, so many hours, lying, a bad order is coming, definitely you'll get punishment. You understand? It will never become polluted because it's not material food, it is transcendental. Offered to Krishna, Vishnu, Vishnu, Krishna has accepted it, eaten it, it has become, it's not material food, it's all transcendent, it never becomes polluted, it never becomes stale. You should understand this thing. With this consciousness, faith, if you eat, then you get the spiritual benefit. Your consciousness will be purified, heart will be purified, you will make advancement. Or if you think like that, no, it has become polluted and stale because it's cooked previous day. Some bad order is coming. With this thought comes. Then you commit aparad. If you eat, then there will be diarrhea, cholera, and you will die. Yes. Stomach trouble definitely will be there. But no such thought. Eat, it will purify. Understand? Therefore, kasan is there. Next day, paradan day, we accept it, we keep it. We keep it. Mahaprabhu has introduced this. He observed this thing. Mahaprabhu observed himself and has instructed us and mentioned that well, Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri after taking of sannyas. One day, that was Ekadasi day, plenty of Jagannath Prasad. Do you understand? Rice, dal, sabji. Cakes, pitha, pana, khiri, khichdi, varieties, plenty, Jagannath Prasad get, Ekadasi day. Mahaprabhu was sitting, devotees are sitting, somebody brought, and so placed there, Mahaprasad immediately paid dandavat. We must pay dandavat, pay respect to Prasad, because it is spiritual, it is, Krishna's, Vishnu's remnants, therefore we pay respect. Mahaprabhu paid respect. And that's Ekadasi day, Mahaprabhu didn't eat it. Mahaprabhu started kirtan. Then sang whole day and night kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Started kirtan. Day, night, whole night kirtan. Mahaprabhu was sitting there. Then night ended, morning, then Mahaprabhu accepted. You understand? He had observed in that way and has taught us. So we kept for the next day. It never becomes polluted, it's there. And you can take this food for thousands of miles, yes. And you'll accept there, yes, Mahaprasad, yes. The thrown up Mahaprasad is thrown in the drains. Raghunath Das Goswami was collecting that and eating it. Just washing it in water and eating it. Mahaprasad, such Mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu once still went there and grabbed one handful. Oh, such nice Mahaprasad eating, not giving me. You see? Yes, Mahaprasad. With this consciousness, you should accept. But in your thought, if something comes, oh, It has become stale, polluted, last night cooking. If this thought comes, finished everything. You'll become offender, understand? But we are great offenders, we always think like that, yes. Not nicely cooked, yes. Not palatable, We say so many things, Not palatable, not nicely cooked, like this. But then we want to give pleasure to our palate, that is fruit. Therefore we find such things, wrongs here, But devotee Vaishnava never does so. If pays pranam, respect to Mahaprasad, it is remnants of Vishnu or Krishna, not material food, ordinary food, transcendental, never becomes polluted, never becomes dry, never stale, transcendental. Immediately, whenever he gets, praptamatrena bhuktavyam. Whenever it is available to, prasad means mercy, and mercy has come, immediately takes. Once Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu tested once, Sarvabhautacharya. Mahaprabhu, very early in the morning went to the door of Sarvabhautacharya, Sarvabhautacharya had not gotten up from bed at that time, sleeping, with plenty of Jagannath prasad carrying. Mahaprabhu went there, knocked at the door. Sarvabhautacharya's door. Sarvabhautacharya got up. I saw Mahaprabhu standing inside the door. I got up from his bed, has not washed his mouth, not cleaned his teeth, nothing. And Mahaprabhu standing with Jagannath prasad. Mahaprabhu heard, immediately he took, immediately. He never said, oh yes, let me wash my mouth, clean my teeth, then I will. No. Take my bath? No. Immediately. You understand? Then Mahaprabhu asked, how is it that you didn't clean your mouth, teeth? Then he quoted Shastra. No. This is Mahaprasad. This is not material food. This is remnants of Lord Jagannath, Vishnu, Krishna. Not material food. So, praptamatrena bhuktavyam, when it has come, the moment you get it, you take it. You pay respect and take it. It never becomes polluted, it never becomes dry, it is taken to thousands of miles, still never becomes polluted. As soon as it is available, immediately take. He quoted Shastra. And Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Mahaprabhu said, today all your karmic reactions are gone, prarada karma is destroyed, and you are completely surrendered today. So Mahaprabhu embraced him, he got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, and became a very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu that day. Didn't say, it is there. This is Ekadasi, the first thing, and after that accept prasad. Next thing, sannyas. Vishwarupa didn't marry. He left home when he heard that his father was arranging a bride for him for marriage. Immediately left home and took up sannyas and just traveled from one place to another place on pilgrimage. Hearing this, Sachi Mata Jagannath Mishra became very unhappy because their elder son, Vishwarupa, left home and took up sannyas. Mahaprabhu consoled them. Bhalo hilo Vishwarupa sannyas karlo, pitrukulo matrukulo dudharilo. Mahaprabhu consoled, is very good. My dear mother and father, very good that Vishwarupa has accepted sannyas order. For thus he has delivered both his father's family and his mother's family. In purport, Srila Prabhupada says that in Kali Yuga, sannyas is not accepted, it is forbidden. Brahma, Vaivarta, Purana, Krishna, Dharma, Khanda is quoted, Asvamedham, Gavalambham, Sannyasam, Palapaitrukam, Devarena, Sutatpatim, Kalau, Pancha, Vivarjayet. Kali Yuga, five things are forbidden. Number one, Asvamedha, Jagyam, her sacrifice. Number two, Gomedha Jagyam, cow sacrifice. Number three, sannyasa, taking sannyasa. Number four, parapaitrukam, offering meat in Pitru Shraddha. Understand? Understand? Pitru Shraddha, Shraddha Divas. Understand? I have said what is Shraddha, isn't it? What are you hearing? I am not hearing. That two things. Blocked. Ears, all ears are blocked. Cannot hear. Offering oblations to this is father. The Shraddha. So, in other yugas it was customary that on Shraddha day they offer meat, especially meat of the deer, meat of rhinoceros, ganda. Yes. Yes, in other yugas, yes. But in Kali Yuga, it is forbidden. No, you cannot do it. It's a palapaitrukam. This is fourth. Fifth, they were announced putrutpati. That means if husband dies of a woman, do you understand? The husband of a woman dies and the woman is not old and no issue, she accepts the younger brother of the husband, you understand, as her husband, and produces children. It was in other yugas, but in Kali Yuga it is forbidden. No, in Kali Yuga you cannot do it. Five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. You understand? Asamedham gavalambham, sannyasam palapaitrugam, devarenam sudatpatim, kalu pancha vibharjayat. In Brahmanda Purana, Mahaprabhu has quoted it. So, in Parpar Prabhupada has said, Mahaprabhu quoted, that there is no sannyas in Kali Yuga, but Mahaprabhu himself accepts a sannyas, and Mahaprabhu also appreciated the sannyas of Viswarupa. Bhalo hila. Bhalo hila Viswarupa sannyasa karila pitrukula matrukula dudhaila. So, here is Prabhupada says, so should it be thought that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made statements that are contradictory? No. Actually he didn't. It is recommended that one accepts sannyas to dedicate his life for the service of the Lord. That means Tridanda sannyas, Vaishnava sannyas, Tridanda sannyas is not forbidden. Do you follow in Kali Yuga? Tridanda sannyas, the Mayavadi, the so-called Mayavadi sannyas. The Mayavadis take up sannyas, Sankarapanthi, those are followers of Sankaracharya. They take up sannyas. Their sannyas is karma sannyas. They accept one danda. They are ekdandi sannyas. But Vaishnava sannyas is tridanda sannyas. They accept danda. There are three dandas. Kaya danda, bhakti danda, mano danda. Body, mind, speech. Do you understand? Kaya danda, bhakti danda, mano danda. Three danda. Body, mind and speech. Completely surrender. That is the sign of completely surrender. One was accepted Tridanda sannyas, holding Tridanda. It is to be understood that he is completely surrendered soul. Do you understand? Completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Well, therefore accepted Tridanda. Complete dedication, you say. Therefore, he say, recommended to accept sannyas, to dedicate his life for the service of the Lord. Dedicate his life, complete dedication, body, mind and speech, everything, life, for the service of the Lord. This kind of sannyas is recommended. You understand? By accepting such sannyas, one renders the best service to both his paternal and maternal families. But once you not accept sannyas, order of the Mayavada school, which has practically no meaning. We find many Mayavadi sannyasis simply loitering in the street, thinking themselves of Brahma and Narayana, and spending all day and night begging so they can fill their hungry bellies. Yes, that's forbidden. Mayavadi sannyasis have become so degraded. There's a section of them who eat everything like dogs and hogs. It is such degraded sannyas that is prohibited on this age. Actually, Srila Shankaracharya's principles, For the acceptance of sannyas were very strict. But later, the so-called Mayavadi sannyas became degraded because of the false philosophy which propounds that by accepting sannyas, one becomes Narayana. It's false philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that kind of sannyas. But the acceptance of sannyas is one of the items of the Varnasrama Dharma. How then can it be rejected? Then sense of Tridanda sannyas or Vaishnava sannyas is not rejected. It is accepted. The Vaishnava sannyasi, he comes to the society, he preaches throughout, travels throughout the world and preaches the science of Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? He has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmani swale, bhavata advhakti ahetu gitvai. Mahaprabhu's teaching. No desire for material world, no desire for followers, no desire for a beautiful woman to enjoy, no desire for liberation. Life after life I will serve your lotus feet and give you all pleasure and happiness. That is, do you understand? Vaishnava sannyasi, devotee or Vaishnava. So Vaishnava kriya mudra vijnana bujhaye. So if what is such a Vaishnava does, a vijnana, a very learned, wise man, intelligent man also cannot understand. Yes, he cannot understand. He has no desire. Only to serve the lotus feet of Krishna and give him all pleasure and happiness. Nothing for himself. Such sannyas. He travels throughout the world, goes every place, nook and corner, preaches the science of Krishna consciousness. Day and night, 24 hours engaged in loving service of Krishna, always thinking of that. He never thinks of how to maintain his body. The end of which is to be eaten by dogs, vultures, jackals. Swana, so srugala bhakhye. He has no bodily conscience of life. He never says, I and mine. You understand? So sannyasa. And this is accepted. Understand? That's what sannyasa. So therefore Mahaprabhu said, Vishwarupatuka sannyasa, bhalala, this is very good. He will deliver both father's family and mother's family. And he said, I will not take up sannyas. I will marry, I will be grosto, I will serve father and mother. Thereby Lakshmi Narayana will be satisfied. And another leela manifested, ekodino naibedya tambula khaya, bhumite palila prabhu achitana haila. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate bitter nuts offered to the deity, but they acted as an intoxicant and he fell down on the ground unconscious. And purportedly Prabhupada said, betel nuts are an intoxicant and therefore it is forbidden for us. We don't accept. The regulatory principle prohibits eating them. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first times fainting after eating betel nuts is a solid instruction to all of us that one should not touch betel nuts, even it is offered to Vishnu. Just as one should not touch grains on a Ekadasi day. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainting and had a particular purpose. As the Supreme Personal Godhead, he can do whatever he likes and eat whatever he wants, but we cannot imitate it. We should not imitate the past times. You understand? Therefore, it is forbidden for us. Some say, oh, it is offered to you, you accept prasad. So this is prasadi tambula. Prasadi betel nuts. So why don't you accept? Understand me? Say so. Yes, it's offered to deity. Tambula, why not? You accept prasad. So this is prasad, but it is forbidden. It acts on because he is Bhagavan, he can do. We cannot, we are jiva. We cannot. Here it says, Supreme Personal Godhead can do whatever he likes, whatever he can eat, whatever he wants, but we should not imitate. We have no power, shakti, strength. So it is forbidden for us. When prasad tambula comes, we pay respect, but we won't eat it. Understand me? This is what. And what is the purpose? Then he says, why fainted? Then he says, Lord said, Vishwarupa took me away from here, and he requested me to accept the sannyas order. আমি কহি আমার অনাথ পিতা মাতা, আমি বালক সন্ন্যাসের কথা কিবা জানি কথা। আই রিপ্লাই টু বিশ্বরূপ, আই হ্যাভ মাই হেল্পলেস ফাদার এন্ড মাদার, অ্যান্ড অলসো আই এম বট এ চাইল্ড, বাট হোয়াট ডু আই নো অ্যাবাউট সন্ন্যাস অর্ডার অফ লাইফ। আই সেড লাইক দ্যাট, ওয়েল ফেন্টেড ইজ সেড লাইক দ্যাট, গেটিং আপ ফ্রম ফেন্টিং কন্ডিশন, লেটার আই শ্যাল বিকাম এ হাউস হোল্ডার অ্যান্ড দাস সার্ভ মাই প্যারেন্টস, ফর দিস অ্যাকশন উইল ভেরি মাচ স্যাটিসফাই লর্ড নারায়ণ অ্যান্ড ইজ ওয়াইফ গডেস অফ ফরচুন। তবে বিশ্বরূপ ইহা পাঠাইলাম রে, মাতাকে কহিব কুটি কুটি নমস্কার। দেন বিশ্বরূপ রিটার্ন মি হোম, আই কেম ব্যাক অ্যান্ড হি হ্যাজ অফার থাউজ্যান্ড থাউজ্যান্ডস অফ দণ্ডবত অবেসেন্স টু মাদার শচী দেবী। হ্যাঁ, এই মতো নানা লীলা করে গৌরহরি, কি কারণে লীলা ইহা বুঝিতে না পারি। ইন দিস ওয়ে লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু পারফর্ম ভেরিয়াস পাস্টাইমস, বাট ওয়াই হি ডিড সো আই ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, ইটস নট ইজি টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দি পাস্টাইমস অফ দ্য লর্ড, অলসো ইজ নট ইজি টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হোয়াট এ বৈষ্ণব ডাস, বৈষ্ণবের ক্রিয়ামুদ্রা বিজ্ঞান বুঝয়, ইভেন ইফ ওয়ান ইজ ভেরি লার্নেড ইন্টেলিজেন্ট স্কলার, হি ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অফ বৈষ্ণব, বৈষ্ণব অ্যাকসেপ্টস এনিথিং ফেভার ফর এক্সিকিউটিং ইজ মিশন, বাট ফুলিশ পার্সনস নট নোয়িং দি পারপাস অফ দ্য এক্সাল্টেড বৈষ্ণব ইনডালজ ইন ক্রিটিসাইজিং দেম, দ্যাট ইজ ফরবিডেন, সিন্স নো ওয়ান ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হোয়াট এ বৈষ্ণব ডাস ফর দি পারপাস অফ এক্সিকিউটিং ইজ মিশন, টু ক্রিটিসাইজ দ্য বৈষ্ণব ইজ অফেন্স কল সাধু নিন্দা, উই ক্যান নট ডু সো। সো দিস ইজ অ্যানাদার পয়েন্ট অফ অ্যাবাউট সন্ন্যাস, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যাবাউট সন্ন্যাস। সো ইট মেনশনড ইন বেদিক লিটারেচার্স, এস্পেশালি ইন ভাগবত অ্যাবাউট সন্ন্যাস অলসো, সো আই ওয়ান্ট টু স্পিক সমথিং অন ইট, সন্ন্যাস বিকজ ইট ইজ আশ্রম ধর্ম, ওয়ান অফ দ্য আশ্রম ধর্ম ইজ ফোর্থ, হ্যাঁ, রিনাউন্স অর্ডার অফ লাইফ, হ্যাঁ, ফোর্থ অর্ডার, ফোর্থ অর্ডার, দ্যার আর ফোর টাইপস অফ সন্ন্যাসী, কুটিচক, বহুদক, হংস, নিষ্ক্রিয়, হ্যাঁ, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মিস্টার টেরি, ফোর টাইপস অফ সন্ন্যাস, সন্ন্যাসী, কুটিচক, বহুদক, হংস, নিষ্ক্রিয়। কুটিচক সন্ন্যাস, সন্ন্যাসী লিভস হোম বাট স্টেজ ক্লোজ টু দি ফ্যামিলি অ্যান্ড ফর ইজ মেন্টেনেন্স ইজ ফুড অল প্রোভাইডেড বাই দ্য ফ্যামিলি, দ্যাটস কুটিচক। বহুদক, বহুদক নেভার ডাজ এনি অ্যাক্টিভিটি, জাস্ট এনগেজড ইন জ্ঞান সাধনা, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, নলেজ। হংস, আর টাইপ হংস ইজ অলসো ডেমিগার্স, দে আর ওয়র্শিপ টু ডেমিগার্স, কাম ইস্তে ইস্তে হৃদ জ্ঞান প্রবধ্যন্তে অন্য দেবতা, হ্যাঁ, সো সচ পার্সনস ক্যান নট অ্যাচিভ পরমহংস পদ, অনলি দোজ হু আর পিওর ডিভোটিজ অফ কৃষ্ণ, কমপ্লিটলি সরেন্ডার টু কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড ওয়ান পয়েন্টেড ডিভোশন অন টু কৃষ্ণ ওনলি, নেভার ওয়র্শিপ অন এনি আদার ডেমিগডস, দে আর ফিট ফর পরমহংস পজিশন পদ, হ্যাঁ, দে আর নিষ্কিঞ্চন ফুয়ার অ্যান্ড দি ওয়ার্ডস অফ মহাপ্রভু তৃণাদপি শুনিচ, মচ সিমিলার দ্যান এ ব্লেড অফ গ্রাস লাইং অন দি স্ট্রিট, দে হ্যাভ নো অ্যাটাচমেন্ট ফর দিস মেটাল বডি, হ্যাঁ, হুজ এন্ড ইজ দ্যাট টু বি ইটেন বাই ডগস অ্যান্ড জ্যাকলস অ্যান্ড ভালচার্স, অ্যান্ড দে হ্যাভ নো আই অ্যান্ড মাইন্ড, দে আর ভেরি সিম্পল বাই নেচার, দে হ্যাভ নো ডুপ্লিসিটি, simplicity is Vaishnavism, day and night 24 hours engaged in Hari Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan, they are Jivan Muktas, understand me, Jivan Muktas, they have no vidhi, no regulation, nothing, they are free, they never come under any varna or ashram, Gopi Bhartrupada Kamale, দাস দাসাম দাসাম, They are always peaceful, prasanta, non-envious, nirmasara. They are paramahansas. You understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna bhakta niskama, adayeva santa, bhukti mukti siddhikami sagaliya santa. Only Krishna bhakta, a dear devotee of Krishna, is peaceful. He has no desire. Nandhanam, nandhanam, nasundarim kapitamba, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmani sure, bhavatad bhakti ahetu gitai. That Mahaprashti. This is niskamata, desirelessness. I have no desire for getting some material wealth, no desire for getting some followers, no desire for a beautiful woman to enjoy, no desire for liberation. Life after life, I will engage myself in loving service to the lotus feet of Krishna and give him all pleasure and happiness. I have no desire for siddhi also. Let's say, yoga siddhi, mystic perfection. Those of these desires, they are asanta. They cannot be peaceful. Only such a niskama Krishna bhakta is peaceful. He is paramahansa. Bhagavata 6th canto also says, muktananga pisiddhana narayana parayana sudullabha prasantatma kutisupi mahamune. Such a person, it's very rare, sudullabha, prasantatma, what is so, even out of crores of persons, one may be available. Such person, sudullabha, rare person, such a person is very rare. Narayana parayana, completely surrendered lotus feet, Narayana, Krishna. No other desire. Means no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, no desire for mystic perfection, nothing. Only to render loving service unto Krishna, life after life, and give him all present happiness. Basically. Never desire anything for himself. Sa brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati sama sarvesu bhutesu mad bhaktiṃ labhate prāṁ. He has developed equal vision, sama sarvesu bhutesu. Prasannatma, always blissful, jolly, peaceful, never laments, never desires for anything. That is paramahansa. You understand? Thank you very much. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ji jai, samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai, gaurangira madhur lila ki jai, gaur premanandi hari hari bol. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai. Don't utter my name, mor naam jail hoy, tar hoy punya khai. If someone will utter my name, he will lose all his auspiciousness. I caution you. Govinda hi.
Humility. But we are not forced to believe it, right?
You have to accept it. Chanting Hare Krishna. Say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Who says? Say. Say Hare Krishna. Then you will get it. Bolo.
Dilo.
Hare Krishna.
Pull. Bolo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Bolo. Say.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Very good.
Yes.
Narayan. Saraksha.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Unlimited material desires.
Anamta.
You have unlimited material desires, Give up on this thing. Why? Why are you developing such things? Give up all these things. How will it be? Think of Krishna. Then I 24 hours. Madhurjya Ganilaya Krishna.
So beautiful. The beauty far excels. Gross up. Could be. Sachidanandamaya. Huh? Isn't it? Sanmaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. What ananda? What pleasure is there? What blissfulness is there? Huh? And to engage in his loving service. Think of how to engage yourself in the rightest ways. And to give him all pleasure. Enjoyment is one thought. Right? Huh? Are you cherishing so many material desires? Huh? You cannot get any pleasure out of that. Rather, you'll get old. So suffering, displeasure, problems, so many problems will come. Huh? You follow? Your bondage, material bondage, will be much tighter, 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 day by day. Much tighter, 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 day by day. Not be easy to get out of it. Understand, Krishnarakya? Huh?
Yes.
Yes. Should understand this thing. But you are so fool, you can't understand this thing. Huh? Instead of...
I can understand intellectually, but to have practical detachment is another thing, actually.
Intellectually you understand it.
Yes.
So, what does it put into practice?
Huh? This is vairagya, you know, is not artificial. It has to come from... It has to be genuine. How can we...
Nobody says that you develop artificial. It should be natural.
Natural, yes.
If you free from bodily conception of life and remain in the platform soul, then it will be natural. Otherwise, it cannot be natural. As long as you are in bodily platform, you cannot. This is soul's activity. You understand? Atma-vṛti. It is Atma-vṛti, soul's activity. The soul has perfect eternal loving relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Huh? You understand? Perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna. The soul will get pleasure. Huh? It will remain in the atmosphere of Lord Hari. Always. Huh? With the Hari. That means not in bodily platform. Platform soul. Soul sacrifice, that's natural, to render loving service. Do you follow me? Otherwise it will be artificial. I don't help you, can't help. The process, jhasanam eva toyutsitam. You take a fish out of water and put it in a room, very nice room, air conditioned, and velvet cushion, very soft cushion, so many nice arrangements are there, nice tunic, singing, coming out, nice scents are there. Will it feel happy? Get happy? No. Never get happiness. It requires one thing. What is that? Toya, water. It requires water. Water is its natural environment. Put into water, natural, very happy. Never be happy. Similarly, soul is happy, will be happy if he remains in the atmosphere of Hari. And the material atmosphere of no Hari. So many nice, comfortable arrangements are there. So much material opulence is there, palatial building is there. Air conditioned room is there, nice cushion, velvet. Much softer than the cream of the milk, the dhapena niva, as white, Nice maidens, young girls are there, singing, nicely dancing, giving pleasures to palate and genital, everything is there. Still, soul is not happy, He needs something. What is that? atmosphere of Lord Hari. Hari hi atma sarirana. You understand? So, then it's natural. It's all unnatural. So why are you running behind unnatural things? Huh? You understand it intellectually, but we are so full, though you understand, still running behind artificiality. Huh?
Sometimes we think we can have both.
You are a great fool. How can you get both fire and water together? Huh? Can you get both fire and water together? Huh? So, if you get fire and water together, fire will be extinguished. Huh? How do you want? I want both. I want Maya and Krishna. How will it be? Huh? Darkness and sun, can it be placed together? The sun, no darkness. Yeah. Why such a fool? Huh? Why such foolishness comes? Huh? Huh? Don't you understand this thing? It cannot be at all. How can it be? Huh? I have to forsake one, give up one. So give up my, then I'll get Krishna. And that's my natural environment. Why giving up natural environment, go to natural environment? I cannot get any happiness, joyfulness, blissfulness. No. No. Consequences is unlimited suffering. Don't be a fool. Understand?